Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes à l'édition 2025 du Ripfest, and we are with Mike from the band All Out War. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you as well.
What do you expect from the crowd tonight?
What do I expect from the crowd? I don't know. We'll see.
And what did you prepare for us? What kind of set list did you prepare for the show tonight?
Set list, it's a lot of old songs from For Those Who Were Crucified, as well as some newer songs from Celestial Rot that we released in 2023. Yeah, I had to think of the date.
Is it a special set for tonight for the Ripfest, or?
No, it's pretty much the same set that we're going to be doing, the 10 dates that we have here, you know, while we're doing this short run of Europe.
What is your connection with the French audience?
We've been playing shows in France since 1998, and Stefan from Kickback put out our first EP on Hardway Records. So we first got to know Stefan through like correspondence, through actually like snail mail, you know, predates email, showing my age here. And then we knew a lot of French bands like Drowning and Trapped in Life. So many bands that we used to play with or just send letters back and forth to. So we've been in touch with a lot of people from France for a lot of years, ever since the first demo came out in 92, actually.
Is there a special atmosphere in the French crowd?
Oh, yeah. We've always had, and I don't want to jinx anything for tonight, but we've always had crazy shows in France. I remember, you know, our first tour when we played with Kickback in a really small room. It was one of the most violent shows we've ever played. And it was good violence, you know, no fights or anything, but just a crazy, crazy dance floor. And we had a lot of fun, and we played quite a few shows in France since then. And I don't remember ever having a bad one. Every show has been fantastic. So,
after this show, what are your plans for the next week, next month?
We go to London tomorrow, and then Ypres Fest, and then we have a bunch of shows, and then we wrap it up with Pitfest next week. I think we have a couple more shows after that, but Pitfest is the next fest after Ypres.
About your last album, released in 2023, what do your fan base say about this last album?
We don't know. I think that some people were a little weirded out by it because it was a lot more grind and a lot more, I guess, black metal than they were used to from us. But, you know, that whole record was a product of COVID, and just, you know, because we wrote that record while we were basically on lockdown. So we were writing the record back and forth and just sharing files. And we were all in a pretty dark place. And that record came out. I'm actually really proud of that record. Like, I really like how that record came out. And I think, you know, when we finish up the next record, it's going to be more of the same. Okay. So we already started writing a new record, almost close to recording the new record, but we just have to finish up a couple more songs, and then we'll be ready.
And with some European tour like that, any chance to have some live video clip? Or, I mean, as you are touring in Europe, do you record some stuff that maybe you will put a live performance on YouTube? Or?
I don't know about that. We never had before in the past, so, I mean, but I'm sure there'll be videos out there.
Yeah, of course. Any advice to someone who would like to play like you? Or scream like you? Or sing like you?
I don't know. It doesn't take much talent to do what I do. I just get up there and scream. I think anybody can do what I do. You just have to have a passion for it. And I've been doing this for a long time. And you know, it's definitely just out of a place of passion, because this is not, you know, we don't do this for a living. We don't do this full time. You know, I teach history, you know, when I'm home. So I'm on summer break now. So it's easy for me to get out here in the summer. And we don't do a lot of touring in the winter. We do like small things here and there when I can get away, but it's mostly in the summer.
Anything else you would like to say before my last question?
No, just thank you for the interview. I really appreciate it. Thank you for thinking of us and, you know, doing the interview. Thanks for the support.
Our pleasure. So, our last question this year, I show you five stuff and you can pick one. you can pick a tree which fruit heals wounds, an instrument with a melody that can calm down conflicts, a book on which page you can find forgotten secrets, a compass who can guide you to hope, or a lantern who can reveal hidden truths.
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the compass for hope.
Yeah.
I think the compass for hope. That's the one I would pick.
A last word?
No, just again, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.